How do you feel about mobile phones? What about texting on the mobile? I know kids have really embraced it. So if you're not a kid, it might be another way of keeping in touch with your children and your grandchildren. Or maybe you've got a parent you'd like to be able to communicate with by texting, but they're not too keen to try it. Well, the Border and Northeast Morse Codians look at texting as a modern version of Morse code, and they've been teaching older people how to use their mobile phone with some free workshops. Leo Netti is a member of the Morse Codians, and he joins you now. Leo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Earl. How are you?
Doing well. Leo, how long have the Border and Northeast Morse Codians been around?
I think we were formed about 4 years ago. We formed, but we're an offshoot from the Sydney Morse Codians or the Melbourne Morse Codians, which have been around since about 1976.
Right, and you reckon mobile phone texting is really just a modern Morse code. So, what are the similarities between the two?
Well, I suppose texting letter by letter, we sent Morse code letter by letter. Back in the old days, when Morse code, well, the first form of communication electronically was by Morse code. There was no telephones invented way back in 1850s when Morse code first came onto the scene. And we said, and then of course the telephone came along, and we just see tapping out letters on a mobile phone as a natural evolution to us from tapping it out by on a Morse code key.
I think that's a great way of looking at it. What sorts of things are you able to teach people with their mobile phones?
Well, we start right from scratch, right from where you switch it on.
I've recently bought a new mobile phone. Yeah. Where to switch it on is not such a silly lesson.
That's right. But one of the worst things about mobile phones is A, there's so many of them, different types, and B, they give you a little user guide. And probably the worst book I've ever seen written is a little user guide.
It's hard going, isn't it? Sometimes it's tough.
It is, and because of that, we produce our own booklet. Got to be quite a large one now, which we work off our workbook we use for the courses. And it's a very useful aid to not only help learning how to use your phone and finding out what's the A to Z about mobile phones, but to try and go back and then understand that little book, because you need that little book because it relates to your particular phone.
Yeah, so you need to sort of know where to look up things when you need them.
Exactly right.
Why do you think it's important that people get to know this new technology, particularly older people who might not have embraced it?
Well, a lot of older people like myself, in fact, I better be careful what I use that, mature age, I think I better call
okay,
myself.
Okay, mature age.
I'm right up there with them. We go out, well, we see the younger generation, they're out there and they've got a mobile phone glued to their ear, and we were rather scathing of this at first because, oh, wasting their time, this, that and the other. But when you stopped and analysed it, what they were really doing is they're communicating and in a way they feel simple and comfortable with.
What have you found is most daunting for mature-age people who are taking part in your workshops and your lessons?
How to navigate their way around the phone, other than they're all happy they've got a phone, they can make an emergency phone call,
yep,
and someone can ring them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are using phones from the very first era that mobile phones came out.
Yeah.
But they really never have got around to figuring out how to do anything else with them. How to get into a text message, how to put a text message, how to change the ringtone on the phone to make it louder or quieter.
And it is a great way to communicate with your grandchildren or your children, or if you are a younger kid, to communicate with your grandparents. If they can text you back, that's terrific.
Oh, look, and even today now with the more modern phones, you can take photographs and send a photograph in a text message.
Yeah.
You can even, on some phones, have video calling that you can actually sit there with your phone on and you can see the person you're talking to and they can see you.
Yeah.
On the phone, and that, I think that's a fantastic for be able to see my grandchildren like that.
Yes.
Particularly at birthday time.
Yeah. Well, you don't just teach older people to text though, you also teach the younger people about Morse code. So what do you teach them?
Well, basically the history of Morse code, how it evolved, how to actually send a message. We actually have them doing the dots and dashes in our little telegraph station, which we manage.
Yeah.
For instance, we can teach them what a dot is. That's a dot and a dash.
And you've mentioned that you've recognised that sometimes that SMS beeping on a phone saying that you've got a message. What's that?
Well, that's, I can't find anymore. to be on the old phones that one of the call signs when you got a text message, you get SMS in Morse code.
Yeah.
I used to hear this on the bus all over the place. And it took me, I know Morse code very well. It took me a little while for that to sink in.
So you were hearing that and sort of thinking, what's that? That's SMS.
That's exactly what it was. And that actually brought my interest more into mobile phones because I was a bit of a skeptic too.
Yeah. Well, Morse code was, I think you said, it's invented in the 1800s, wasn't it? 1837,
right.
Something like that. What do you think would have been the reaction from the older generation back then when they heard about this Morse code?
They were amazed,
you
know, to think one day you send a letter off on a horse or a stagecoach and you've got to wait at anything from 30 hours to 2 weeks to get a reply. And in fact, you could walk into a post office, hear this strange clacking noise, clicking and clacking noise, and get send a message off and have it down to Melbourne in 15 minutes from up here in the northeast.
Yeah, did they embrace it?
Reply back as quick.
Do you reckon they embraced it?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
it really. The first year was a bit slow, and that was way back in 1854. But after that, it took off in leaps and bounds.
And what do you think is easier now, Morse code or texting on the mobile?
Oh, for me, Morse code, because I started doing that when I was 14. But I'm getting to be a bit of a dab hand at texting.
Good on
but
you.
I can send Morse code faster because I conduct competitions.
I'm
open to all takers.
I see.
If they can send a text message faster than I can send a Morse code message, they'll get a little prize.
Really? Okay, so you're giving people a shot at the title.
Yes, and we hold the title too worldwide. It's in the Guinness Book of Records.
Is it really? Who does? The Border and North East Morse Codians?
Sydney Morse Codians did that.
Really?
Yeah.
For the fastest
year,
message?
Actually.
What was the message that they sent?
Oh, it was all about dinosaurs. And they had real long dinosaur names, so no one could use predictive text. Had we done letter by letter, and no one could second guess the word.
Right. So this was an SMSing world record, was it?
Yeah.
And the Morse Codians hold the world record.
They do.
Now, there you go. Would not have thought that. Thanks very much for joining us today, Leo. And that leaves me just enough time to tell people that those free lessons, mobile phone workshops, are on at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Parish Hall in Wodonga on Tuesdays, starting this coming Tuesday and going through to November 11 from 10 a.m. to 12:30.